Don't answer the phone. Elvis Duran. The Elvis Duran phone tap.
So what's the phone tap all about?
All right, so Nate is tapping his mom because at school he's kind of the prankster and mom can't stand the fact that he does this. So we called her and messed with her. And by the way, mom is a little out of her mind, so keep that in mind when you're listening.
Let's listen in. Today's Halloween phone tap.
Hello?
Yes, hi. May I speak with Mrs. Rilder, please?
Oh, this is Mrs. Rilder.
This is Mrs. Larry. I'm calling from your son Nate's school.
Is he okay?
You know, he's fine. I'm actually the guidance counselor. I have him in my office with me. He decided to play a Halloween prank a little bit early this year.
Oh, yeah, he loves Halloween.
Yeah, I know he loves Halloween, but unfortunately, he decided that he was going to toilet paper the principal's car, and he decided to whip cream half of the school.
I'm so sorry.
I didn't whip cream half of the
school. Oh, shut up, Nate!
This is exaggerated.
Excuse me, I'm not exaggerating, and you better just shut up and...
Nate,
sit down and shut up.
I'm sorry. This is ridiculous. She said I didn't do that.
Nate,
I was just like,
excuse me. I'm not talking to you yet. I'm talking to your mother.
You're getting the guidance counselor all upset, Nate. That's not a good thing.
Sit down and shut up.
You shut up, you fat lard.
Okay, you know what? You really
You're a guidance counselor. Why are you yelling at me?
Nate, shut up.
Missy can't hear you. He's not on the phone.
Oh,
hold on. Wait a second.
You're the adult.
Oh, I'm the
Nate,
adult.
Shut up and be respectful.
You're going around toilet papering the principal's car, and you think you're not going to get in trouble?
Well, the principal smells like so I want.
Nate, you watch your language.
Do you want to talk to him? Because I'm
yes,
appalled
please,
right
please,
now.
Please, I would like. Yeah.
All right, hold on.
Mom.
That's really smart of you, Nate.
It was smart of me. It was funny.
It's not. No one thinks it's funny but you, and you have to look.
Everyone
you're
thinks.
Not going to get into a college.
I didn't get into college just because I toilet papered the school. What is that?
They don't pay people who toilet paper their schools.
It's not in my application that I toilet papered a school.
But the school is going to tell them.
I wouldn't worry about college yet. I'd worry about being suspended.
Oh, shut up, lady. Well, this
Nate, stop talking
lady.
To her. Nate, you act nice to her.
I'm not going to act nice to her.
Act
she called
nice
me.
To her.
I can't act nice to someone who looks like this.
I would listen to your mother if I was you.
Nate, what the hell is the matter with you? You don't do this kind of thing at school.
Well, it's Halloween.
Did you think
it's...
at all? How can you be? You are so... I can't believe you could be this stupid.
Dad would totally think this is funny.
Well, of course he would. He's an idiot, Nate.
Don't talk about Dad like that.
If he wasn't an idiot, I would be with him.
Maybe you're the idiot.
You take that back right now!
Well, you called him an idiot.
Nate, you
me.
Take that back right now!
You take it back.
You call me an idiot, and before I'm saying anything else to you, you're going to apologize to me.
Oh, I'm not apologizing to you. You can apologize to me.
What the hell is going on with you? Who the are you that you are disrespecting me like this, Nate? If anyone deserves respect, I do.
Fine, you deserve respect, but you're being kind of a bitch right now.
I am not being a bitch! You are in trouble at school!
Well, the only person who deserves to be in trouble right now is the guidance counselor, because I should be in class right now, but instead she's keeping me in here and making me talk to you on the phone.
Oh my God, it's like talking to a tree.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah.
He's very sorry.
Okay, and you believe that, right? Just
yes,
like he didn't sit here and call me a lard ass, right?
Well, he apologizes for that.
Yeah, okay. I love how you're apologizing for him.
Well, because...
I'm not apologizing.
Okay,
Nate,
I just
shut
said...
up!
Nate, I just said to stop talking.
This boy was a Boy Scout, okay?
And you're telling me this because why?
Because I'm showing you what a good boy he
He's
really
not
is.
A good boy. He just toilet papered the principal's car, and he just called me a lard ass. He's not a good boy. You got some waking up to do
fatty,
there, Missy.
Fatty, 2x4.
Shut up!
This is actually Danielle Monaro from Elvis Duran in the Morning Show, and you just got phone tapped.
Yeah, you said...
Nate, you're in so much trouble.
Nate just wanted to pull a joke on you.
Mom, it's a total joke. I'm totally fine.
You were talking to me like that. That's so not like you.
I didn't do anything. I thought
I was going to have a heart attack.
The Elvis Duran phone tap. This phone tap was pre-recorded with permission granted by all participants. The Elvis Show.